This is 90.1 KERA. Today on The World, a boy from Bali, Indonesia, looks forward to his first Newport Jazz Festival, not to watch, but to play on the main stage. Jazz pianist and 11-year-old Joey Alexander on The World this afternoon at 2 on KERA 90.1.
From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email your questions and answers to us at anything@kera.org. You can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday, the 29th of May. We're taking your questions and answers live today. And as you just heard in that newscast, there's a lot of folks still stuck in morning rush hour traffic. If you're one of those folks, or if you had a horrible commute today and you'd like to share that story with us, please give us a call at 800-933-5372 or email us anything@kera.org or even send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, because we'd like to share your stories during our newscast this afternoon and on the show today. So don't hesitate to give us a call and tell us what it was like for you, especially if you're still stuck in traffic here 7 minutes after noon, as we know some of you probably are. Anyhow, to start off today, we had a couple of emails come in. Arthur emailed us and says, I'm growing bluebonnets inside. How much light do they need? And what about nutrients? Anybody know about growing bluebonnets in the house this spring? 800-933-5372. I got an email from Dave in Plano asking, where might I find fresh turkey eggs in the Plano area or anywhere else within driving distance? If you have a lead for Dave, call us 800-933-5372 or email us anything@kera.org. Gail wrote, I'm looking for door latches. She says, for an antique icebox. The latch I need has two screws. I've been successful finding three-hole latches, but not two. Anybody have any suggestions for around here? Gail says, I've tried eBay, antique shops, etc. Anybody have any leads for Gail? And let's see, I think we had this question last week. I don't think we got an answer from Michael, who writes, other than the Altex in Arlington, where in the Fort Worth area can I buy fiber optic patch cables? He says, I'm specifically looking for a storefront and not an online vendor. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's get started today with Andrea calling from Watauga. Hello, Andrea.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
All right. Well, I have a question. I'm actually growing a zucchini plant, and it's doing fabulous. The leaves are really a nice green, doing a lot of male flower blooming, but I have not seen any female flowers, and I wanted to know if anybody had any advice as to if there's something I'm doing wrong that's not causing them to bloom. I know how to cross-pollinate.
Right.
But I just don't understand why they're not blooming.
That's interesting. I've noticed I've got some zucchini going this year, too, and I've got three really good plants going. Only one of them, they're all blooming, only one of them is making zucchini. So, I don't know if are the plants themselves male or female, or is it, can you have both flowers on the same plant?
As far as I know, it's just the plant in general, and then also little offshoots. You'll have your male flowers, and then female flowers will show, and they'll have the fruit attached to them, but...
Yep. Okay. Well,
not seeing anything happen.
We'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. And I'm curious as well. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's talk next to Ayan in Plano. Hello, Ayan.
Hi.
Hi there.
Last night was pretty scary with the lightnings and thunders. My question is there any increased risk having TV or other electronic devices on during such bad weather?
So you're wondering if having your television on attracts lightning strikes or things,
yes.
Things of that nature? You know, I don't think that's the case, because if you think about it, your whole house is running an alternating current. Like every plug has alternating current available to it. At any second, every light switch right up to where the switch is got current running to it. So I don't think that's an issue. And obviously, you want to be able to watch with weather alerts, you know, what's going on. So, but someone will correct me if I'm wrong, as they often do. But I don't think you have any problems having your television on in the storm. The one thing that you might have a problem with, though, is if you do experience a power surge, you know, and you don't have a surge protector, you can lose some electronics.
Right.
So that's the one issue there. But we'll see if we get some other answers for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Chris in Minneapolis writes us, says, people in the U.S., most North America, drive on the right side of the road. Yeah, I think all of North America, for that matter. He says, but I've noticed that people tend to move to the right while walking in hallways, on sidewalks, on outdoor trails, etc. Chris's question is, do people who live or grew up in countries where motorists drive on the left, such as the U.K., also tend to walk on the left? You know the answer to that, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Susan emailed and asks, did the state of Texas recently pass a law banning local municipal fracking referendums? Yes, that is the case, I believe. She says, also, did they repeal local and municipal plastic bag referendums? I don't think that's the case. But if somebody knows differently, give us a call. Stephen Becker sent me this and says, I think this was just fracking related, but we'll see what the audience, somebody else who's been following that. Cindy also sent another Cindy emailed us and says, I have some old circuit boards that have gold wiring. Is there anyone in the area that can reclaim the gold from these boards? And Cindy says, I'm in Hearst, so... if you have a lead for Cindy, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next at that number to Bronwyn in Dallas. Hello, Bronwyn.
Hi.
Hey there.
I had a question about garlic. I'm looking for fresh garlic, not dried, mm-hmm. and I've tried a bunch of different farmers markets in the area. I've even looked online, and I can't find a place to buy, like, actual fresh-cut garlic that's still got the green part of the plant on it.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. And let's talk next to Tracy in Fort Worth. Hello, Tracy.
Hello. Yes, the lady who was calling looking for a part for an old antique icebox,
mm-hmm.
there's a store in Fort, I don't know where she's calling from, but there's a store in Fort Worth called Old Home Supply.
Mm-hmm.
They have all kinds of things they've taken out of houses that have been torn down over the years. And I would check that. It's called Old Home Supply. It's on College Avenue in Fort Worth, just south of downtown.
Very good. Tracy, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Lizzie emailed us, in search of another female leopard gecko to go with the one I already have. Does anyone know where I could find one? Lizzie says, I'm a little hesitant on going to large pet stores. So looking for, I guess, a mom-and-pop source for a female leopard gecko to add to her current stable of geckos. Annette is wondering, is there a fish market in or around the Arlington area? Annette says, there are lots of meat markets, but can't seem to find a fresh fish market. Anybody have... any leads on that? And Natalie emailed us and says, there used to be a surplus store in Carrollton on the south side of Beltline between Marsh and Webb Chapel. Natalie says, one day I noticed it was not there anymore, and now there is a store called Buy E-Tail. Does anyone know where the previous surplus store moved or if they just closed down? Can't remember what the name of it was, but it was on the south side of Beltline between Marsh and Webb Chapel in Carrollton. 800-933-5372. Up next is Kelly in Ladonia. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have two answers now.
Okay.
One for the garlic, you can try Good Earth Organic, and you can just Google them. They go to farmers markets in the area. And squash have male and female blossoms on there, and usually in the spring, you get a bunch of male blossoms on before you start getting the female blossoms. You just have to be patient, keep an eye out for them.
Okay.
And she said she knew how to pollinate it. So all she has to do is just wait until she recognizes the female blossom, which has the fruit on the back end of it. The male blossoms are just like any other flower blossom, but the female has the squash already there, and that's good for pumpkins, anything in that whole family.
Great. And what was the source for the garlic again? What was it called?
Good Earth Organic.
Is it GITTERS?
Good Earth.
Good Earth. Okay, great.
Good Earth Organic in Toledo.
Good Earth. Okay.
They usually have fresh garlic.
Great. Hey, Kelly, thanks so much.
Bye.
Good Earth Organic. Even with the headphones on, sometimes it's hard to hear y'all over the telephone. Let's see. Up next in the inbox, we got an answer from Brian, who says, if you're looking for fiber optic patch cables, Micro Center in Frisco, Fry's Electronics, Tanner's Electronics in Carrollton are all possibilities. Let's see. I think we got an answer on this also from Larry in Highland Village. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yeah, so I was going to say Fry's Electronics as well for the patch cables. I bought them there. But I also have an answer on which side of the sidewalk do people walk on in countries where they drive on the left side of the road, which we would consider the wrong side of the road instead of the right side.
Mm-hmm.
I travel a lot internationally, and this is kind of an odd answer. When I'm walking through Heathrow Airport in London, where there are probably more people not from the United Kingdom, I think I notice, and I've asked myself this question before, that people tend to walk on the right. And when you're around London in the touristy areas, you see the same thing because most people are not from the UK. But in other parts of the United Kingdom and other countries where they drive on the left side of the road, like South Africa and Botswana, where I've been as well, I've noticed that people do walk on the left side more than the right side. So I think it's not really a right or left thing in the country. It's a right or left thing depending on where most people are from that are doing the walking.
Very good. Well, Larry, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Let's get another one on this from Tina at Lake Whitney. Hello, Tina.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yes. My answer was also about walking, what side you walked on. And I lived in Australia, and they very definitely walked on the left, which is a problem if you're heading towards people, you invariably faint the wrong way.
Right.
So you end up, you know, because I'm heading to the right, they head to the right as well to get away from me.
Right.
But yeah, they definitely walk on the left, and I do think it's a country thing.
Very good. Hey, how's the lake looking down there? Can you see the lake?
I'm not there right now, but there's a lot of water all around.
Okay, well, be careful.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Samra in Allen. Hello, Samra.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm going to reply on the same two callers before me,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I'm concur with them. It really depends on where you are, and again, what Larry said, as soon as we land in Dubai Airport, if we're traveling to Pakistan, as soon as we land Dubai Airport, we do see everybody on it, and they're on the left side, and you can see that the lanes mm-hmm. have switched immediately. And yes, but as soon as we come to America, they start walking on the right side. I think it's a cultural and a
Very
local
good.
Thing.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Samra.
Thank you.
And let's see. We'll get one more on this before the break from Stuart in Dallas. Hello, Stuart. Real quick.
Hey, g'day, mate. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Yeah, well, I guess just to beat the horse on the walking on the left side of the footpath, I came from Australia, so living in Dallas, having to convert to the right-hand side has been quite confusing. And after 15 years, I'm still walking on the left-hand side. So it's definitely a learned thing, I think.
Very good. Hey, Stuart, thanks so much for calling.
Cheers, mate.
All right. It's anything you ever wanted to know, you can call us yourself at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. More of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also reach me on Twitter, @JeffWhittington on Twitter. If you had a tough time commuting today, want to share your story with us, give us a call, 800-933-5372. We'd like to share your story from this morning's flooded roadways. We know that traffic is actually still backed up in a couple of areas around Dallas. So if you're listening right now and you want to share that story with us, give us a call at 800-933-5372. Or if you have a question about something, that's the place to do it. Or email us anything@kera.org. That's what Robert did, wondering why there's no interchange at FM 156 and Highway 114. Does anybody know why an interchange has never been built there? We've got a couple of suggestions on the German conversation practice question from last week. David says there's a meetup called Friends of the German School of Dallas that meets at various times and places. If you go to meetup.com and look for the German School of Dallas, you'll find them. There's also, Carmen says, the Dallas Goethe Center offers Saturday morning German classes at a variety of levels for adults and children, and there are also opportunities to practice with native speakers outside the class. So check out the Dallas Goethe Center. And then on the Bluebonnets Indoors, we got an email from Raylan, and I'm not sure if our original emailer has already got the plants growing or not, but Raylan says bluebonnet seeds must have contact with soil while being cold stratified, and that's why people throw the seeds out in early December. You could try to artificially do it in the fridge in a sealed Ziploc bag with soil that is slightly moist, but it will still require, Raylan says, 2 to 3 months in the refrigerator. And Kate says, for fresh garlic, try Asian grocery stores. It's popular in Asian cooking, and H Mart is a good place to try, and it's a fun place to visit. Thanks, Kate. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Kelly in Plano. Hello, Kelly.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, listen, got a question that's been bugging me for probably 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go to Central Market on Lover's Lane there, it's by 75, when you exit by the Krispy Kreme, you look down in the lanes, and there's probably anywhere from 15 to 20 little small manhole covers. Then when you look at what's written around them, it says monitoring well. Question is, why are they there, and what are they monitoring?
That's a good question. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. If you know the answer to that call question, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Or if you have a different question or an answer, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Mm-hmm. Up next is Ben in Fort Worth. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just had an answer for the fiber optic patch cable question. It might be worth the drive. It might be a drive, but right across the street from the old Radio Shack outlet, Blue Mound Road and Terminal in Fort Worth, Texas, there's a place called Marsh Cable and Connectors. That's where most vendors for termination services go to get their equipment. They have Cat 5, fiber optic, and everything else you could ever imagine.
Very good. Ben, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Up next is Brad calling from Dallas. Hello, Brad.
Hi. Listen, Jeff. There's an old question that I used to know in Boy Scouts in the military, and I've forgotten it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the formula for finding the distance of the lightning strike. You count it from in number of seconds as soon as you see the lightning strike, the flash, and then the sound of the thunder. In number of seconds, it will tell you the distance away. This is an ideal time to know that.
Right. So what is what's the formula?
I don't know.
Right. That's what you're asking.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
I'm sure somebody out there does.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's get one more here from Kim calling from Denton. Hello, Kim.
Yes. I wanted to know what the construction along I-35E is all about. They're building some kind of a huge overpass. It's very ugly, but whatever. And I want to know where it's coming from, where it's going to, and if it's going to replace the lanes in I-35E.
Okay. Well, it's a good question. Surely somebody can fill us in.
Yeah, it's over Louisville Lake, you know, in that whole area.
Yeah, there's something going on there this weekend, too. There's like a permanent change that's going to happen. I'll try to look back through my email and see if I can
find it. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter from Steve, who says, for the person looking for the antique icebox latches, perhaps Elliott's Hardware could special order the part. It's a possibility, I guess. We also got an email from Stephen in Oak Cliff over at Urban Acres. And Stephen says, on the squash blossoms, they will come. He says, sometimes a trick is to prune off some of the male blossoms if there are too many. But the rain and no sun has slowed down fruiting. Just be patient. Make sure your soil is draining. So that will help as well. And then on green garlic, Stephen says, we've had some at our urban farm on Beckley, and it's been in our CSA shares. So just tell folks to call before they come, because we could be done with the crop since we are almost done with the spring, and that's a spring crop. So on the green garlic. So thanks, Stephen, very much. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Ever in Dallas. Hello, Ever.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Yes, my commute into Dallas, I was coming from like Cockrell Hill, mm-hmm. and the Keeneland area, Keeneland Drive or Parkway, that area, like when you're coming from I-30 westbound, it looks like an oceanfront. It's terrible. Terrible.
So did you make, hey, can you turn your radio down just a little bit? I can hear the show in the back. Did you make it in okay, or did you give up and turn around?
I did. It just was, you know, it's just amazing to see this type of weather affecting our area, and I'm just hoping that everything gets okay, you know? Yeah.
So, Ever, tell us where were you driving from, and where were you headed this morning?
I was coming from Walton Walker Highway. And I'm going towards I-30 headed eastbound. And when I got onto the loop area, it just seemed like it took forever to get through. But my sister and I was taking her to work, but it seemed as though it took 1 hour to get into downtown Dallas.
Well, hey, thanks so much for calling and sharing your story, and be careful out there.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a great weekend.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Laurel in Richardson wants to know of a natural way to get rid of subterranean termites in the garden. So if you know how to get rid of, if you know where the mound is, I guess you could pour boiling water down into the hole. That might be one way, but we'll see if somebody else has a natural way to do it. Sean wants to know, where can I find old solid wood doors that have been reclaimed from old houses? Specifically, I'm looking for paneled doors. I'm in Denton, but I'm willing to drive anywhere in the DFW area. Well, we already heard someone mention the Old Home Supply in Fort Worth, so that's one. Or Reed Wrecking in Dallas, ORR. REED, or Reed Wrecking in Dallas, is another place that pulls old doors out of houses and you know, sells them. So there's a couple of leads, and we'll see if we get some other reclaimed doors answers for you. Let's see. Danny says via email that the lightning distance is 1 mile per second, but we got a couple of folks on the phone here. And let's get some confirmation on that. Up first is John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling about the thunder and the lightning distance. I've always used the 5 seconds. So when you see the flash, you just count 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000. You go on, and if you get to 15 seconds, and that's 3 miles, or it's 5 seconds per mile.
5 seconds per mile. Okay.
Yes. And we've always used that, so you can tell if a storm is coming off in the distance and you see some lightning and then you hear the thunder and you know it's 3 miles away, you know you've got a little bit of time before, if you're camping out or something, before you get inundated. So it kind of gives you an approximation of how much time you have before you get hammered with the storm.
Yeah, if you hear it right away, you know it's really, really close.
if you see a flash and a boom, and you know that you're very close, right?
Right. Right. All right. Hey, thanks.
And I believe it was also related to something about the artillery in World War One. They could judge the distance if the artillery was coming from 2 miles away or 3 miles away, and that's kind of where they first came up with those distances. And then it's the same. The speed of sound is constant, so whether right. it's artillery or thunder, you can calculate. The speed of sound through air doesn't vary, so the relationship would be the same for artillery or thunder.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, John.
Okay.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jessica in Louisville. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Hey there.
Oh, my question is, how do you keep slugs out of your garden if they're eating your plants?
One thing to do is to get like some paper plates or pie plates or something like that, and pour the cheapest beer you possibly can find into it. Obviously, that won't work when it's raining a whole lot, but when it's dry, if you put out you know, a saucer full of cheap beer overnight, that has had some success for me in the past. I also used to plant, marigolds at the ends of my rows back in the day when I used to have a big garden in the ground. And that seemed to also kind of keep them from, you know, from getting into the rows. But we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you as well.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Liz says, this is an answer for the lady asking about construction on I-35. Yes, they are completely replacing all of the lanes all the way from north of Denton to 121. There will be, Liz says, a massive amount of lanes on both sides. It's going to replace the old one. I think there's even going to be an HOV lane, Liz says. We also got an email from John who says, whatever you need to know about doubling the lanes from Denton to LBJ can be found at 35express.org. 35express.org is the, John says, anything you ever wanted to know about the highway over there. And Charles says, I'm not sure if there's a fresh fish market per se in Arlington. It's a question we got earlier in the show. But could give a couple of suggestions to check out. He says Cho Saigon, south of Pioneer and Collins, is an Asian grocery store and usually has a good fish selection. Fiesta Mart, just east of there, carries mostly Mexican specialties, but also has live tilapia in a tank and other whole fish. And Charles says, finally, the Whole Foods off of I-30 on Collins may have what your listener is looking for. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Ray in Arlington. Hello, Ray.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well.
I wanted to find out, I had a pantry full of food, and I happened to look up one day and saw a ceiling full of, I guess what they call them, meal moths. And so I emptied out the pantry and tried to spray it down with Clorox and got some exterminator in there. Mm-hmm. So the pantry is empty, but I keep looking up, and they keep coming back. And so I didn't know if somebody might be able to tell me where they come from and how to get rid of them.
All right, well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey there.
We've got an answer about the monitoring wells in the Central Market parking lot.
Yeah.
There was a Texaco station at the southeast corner of Lovers and Greenville Avenue. It had underground gasoline tanks, as they all do. Mm-hmm. And I think that the code requires that they remove the tanks before something else can be constructed on the side. But whether the tanks were removed or not, the monitoring wells are to check for leakage of gasoline from the underground storage tanks.
So they leave the monitoring wells in place even though gas stations are long gone.
Yeah, that's right. They'll be there indefinitely, and the purpose is to be able to check for contamination at the site.
Very good. John, thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Daniel in Fort Worth. Hello, Daniel.
I don't have a specific answer to the thunder and lightning question, but I just wanted to point out that you could actually look up the speed of light and versus the speed of sound, mm-hmm. and figure that number and just relate those two to each other and figure out an accurate number for that.
Very good. Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah.
Let's see. I know it's, isn't it 1.86 to the 10th power or something like that is the speed of light? I'd have to, during the break, I'd have to actually do some, we call research on the internet here. Let's talk next to Larry in Fort Worth. Hello, Larry.
Hi. Sound travels 1,100 feet per second. Mm-hmm. So the flash and then 1,100 feet per second.
So 1,100 feet is roughly 3 seconds per 3 seconds per mile, I would say.
Closer to four, but yes.
3 to 4 seconds. Okay, very good. Well,
all right.
Thanks so
Bye.
Much. Doing math on the air. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We've got a question here from Robert, who wants to know, what's being built on the northeast and northwest corners of Harry Hines at Walnut Hill? Anybody know what's going on there? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Laurel is looking for fresh shishito peppers in the Richardson Plano area. Anybody know where to find fresh shishito peppers in Richardson or Plano for Lauren? Let's see. Stephen says, on that fiber optic cable, Stephen recommends Gray Bar Electronics. There are stores nationwide, including near DFW Airport, G-R-A-Y-B-A-R Electronics, Gray Bar. Thanks, Stephen, for that. Got a question from John, who wants to know where to purchase good quality, completely processed game meat in or around the DFW area. Anybody have any recommendations on good quality, completely processed game meat around DFW for John? And let's see, this is from Jane, who says, the surplus store in Farmers Branch is still there between Marsh and Webb Chapel. Surplus building materials, I think, is what it's called. So it is still there, according to Jane here. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Our email address is anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and your answers coming up after the break. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Did the math during the break, and there's about 5,280 feet in a mile, and the speed of sound is around 1,100 feet per second. That works out to about 4.8, or let's round it up to 5 seconds. Between the time that the lightning sound is generated, the thunder sound is generated when the lightning strikes and gets to you. So if you count to 5-1,000 and you hear the boom from the visualized lightning strike, you know that the lightning is about, that it's about a mile away. So any time you see a lightning strike and you hear the boom within 5 seconds, you know that it's striking within a mile of you. So if you are in East Dallas, area last night, probably most of Dallas, Fort Worth last night, that stuff was striking all around us all night long. So if you have a story to share from this morning's commute or from the weather, give us a call at 800-933-5372, or you can send us your questions and answers to anything@kera.org, or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Charles in Fort Worth. Hello, Charles.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well.
This is for the gentleman that was looking for reclaimed doors.
Yeah.
Has he thought about Habitat for Humanity?
Very good suggestion. They have the Restores all over the Metroplex.
Yeah, they do. I know they got one here in Fort Worth. I'm not really sure if they have one in Denton or not, but I'm quite sure they would have.
Very good. Charles, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Steve in Fort Worth. Hello, Steve.
Hi, yes.
Hi,
how are you?
Doing well.
I have an answer for the gentleman who was talking about the pantry moth.
Yes.
And having just gone through that experience, I can tell him he has a nightmare on his hands. But basically, first of all, you have to get rid of all food that is wrapped in plastic or paper packaging. You'll find there are webs inside it. Then you have to clean out all the shelves, take them out, scrub them with bleach, because they lay their eggs in tiny little crevices, and then you need to put pantry moths all around the house, pantry moth traps. You can get them at a feed store all around the house, and it takes months for them to go because they've laid their eggs and their eggs are still hatching. So it's a nightmare of a problem, and if anybody's got a better answer than mine, I'd love to hear that too.
And meanwhile, you need to store all that kind of food in something that's impervious, right? In the meantime,
yeah, absolutely, airtight containers.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Up next is Tyrone in Dallas. Hello, Tyrone.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
I had an answer for the termites that were in the ground.
Yeah.
One in organic, not very reasonable, but chimpanzees.
Well, that's probably harder to do than
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Let's see. Let's get a call from Brian in Fort Worth. Hello, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. On the meal moth question, I had that infestation here a couple, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, you got to get rid of the source. So any sort of grain product you have, you just got to throw away because you don't know what the source is. But then I basically put several jars of bay leaf in my pantry, and within a couple of weeks, the problem was solved.
Just open jars or just?
Just open jars of bay leaf. Went to the store, bought the cheapest thing I could find, pulled the tops off, and just set them in the pantry. And they stay there to this day, and I haven't had a problem since.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what Russell did, wondering if there's anyone in the Dallas area that gives oil painting lessons. You might check out, Russell, the Creative Arts Center of Dallas. They do all kinds of arts education and have all kinds of classes, the Creative Arts Center over in East Dallas. John says there is a Habitat for Humanity store in Denton off of Carroll and University near Cafe Brazil via Twitter. So that's a source maybe for those doors that our Denton listener was looking for. Let's see. From the email inbox, Jerry says, the Joy Farm has organic fresh-picked garlic, which they sell at the Four Seasons Market. A farmer's market open every Saturday from 9 to 2. And he says you can learn more about the market at fourseasonsmarkets.com. So there is a solution on that. Let's see. Russell says, I recently got my first versatile hunting dog, and I'm looking for people to train with on hunting upland birds and waterfowl. Anybody know where to find? Oh, and he says 1 hour south of Dallas. Anybody know where to find folks to help train a hunting dog about an hour south of Dallas? Anne says Discount Home Warehouse is awesome, and they have all kinds of doors, interior and exterior, hardware, windows, etc., and they're on Empire Central in Dallas. DHWSalvage.com is their website, according to Anne here. On the pantry moths, let's see, this is from someone who says, I had the same problem. I finally found out from my mom that they were coming from and eating my spices that weren't sealed all the way. Also, in paper spice packets they had eaten their way into. Once I looked closely, I could see little bits of their webbing throughout, but it's hard to see because it blends in. So there's another lead on that. Let's see, here's another email from Pam. It says, you can find game meat at Ye Old Butcher Shop on East 15th Street in Plano. Ye Old Butcher Shop. And Pam also recommends sticky traps for meal moths at Do-It-Yourself Pest Control in Plano, and I'm sure online. These are laced with pheromones to attract the moths and are so much more effective than sprays. They last for several months. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lee in Dallas. Hello, Lee.
On the subject of game animals,
yeah.
Game meat, I'm a truck driver, and I made a delivery to a place on Sovereign Row in the Regal Row area that processes game meat. And I asked him about acquiring some venison, since I like the stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm not a hunter. And he told me, and the gentleman told me that it is actually illegal to sell wild game meat. He did mention that I could come by in February, where after people had left meat to be processed and not picked it up and mm-hmm. paying off the processing fee, I could acquire it that way. He said. Other than that, he did mention the place up in Plano. And said that mainly what they're doing is buying from people who are actually farming game meat, like raising cows. They're raising deer or whatever, you can get it that way. But as I say, this guy is on Sovereign. I believe it was Sovereign Road.
Okay, Lee. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Bonnie says game meat can be purchased at Gorman's Market in Terrell on Old North 34. So Gorman's Market is another possibility. Let's see. Garfield says termite colonies are typically about 15 feet below the ground, and the workers who live 30 to 60 days are constantly foraging for food to bring back to the queen. She can live 20 years or more and has 350 to 400 offspring a day. And the only way to get rid of termites, Garfield says, is to kill the queen. There's only one solution proven to kill her, and that is Noviflumoron. It's safe for humans and animals, but when the workers bring it back to the queen, it prevents her from molting and she dies. So there is an answer from Garfield. Let's see. Sandra says slugs and pill bugs are awful this year with all the rain. They're often damaging to plants that people think is caused by slugs is actually caused by pill bugs. They almost demolished my strawberries, Sandra says. I found that Sluggo Plus works for both pests. Its ingredients are safe, being iron phosphate and spinosad. And spinosad works on pill bugs like mosquito dunks work on mosquitoes. So there's Sandra's suggestion on that. And Brian was looking for red barley and emailed us and says, I've checked the usual places, but I haven't been able to find it. Anyone know where to find red barley? And to clean out the inbox, let's see. This is from Tracy in Farmers Branch, who says or asks, why is it when I approach an intersection in my car, my satellite radio loses its signal? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Miles calling from Dallas. Hello, Miles.
Hey, how's it going? I was just calling about the shishito peppers.
Yeah.
You can pick them up over Park and Preston at Trader Joe's.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see. We got another call on this from Ken in Dallas. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
You can also get the shishito peppers at Central Market.
And tell us what they, for those of us who aren't seeing it in our mind's eye, tell us what they look like.
Well, they're just a green pepper, and you just add a little bit of oil, and you just blacken a little bit, and they're delicious. They're not spicy. Maybe one out of nine will be spicy.
They're really popular as...
It's not real hot at all.
They're popular as a little appetizer thing, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks, Ken.
You betcha.
All right. 800-933-5372 is where we find Carol in Dallas. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm calling because I have a solution to the oil painting classes.
Okay.
There's a woman I take from named Teta Smith, and she gives in the old Valley View Mall and several times during the week, and at least one evening a week. and her email.
You know what? We can get that from you off the air, but I'd rather not give out somebody's email address
fine.
Or phone number.
And then the pantry moths I've heard frequently is in the dry kibble of dog or cat food. So if you get that out of your pantry, you have a big source as if removed.
They might be part of the family, but they can't. You can't keep their food in the same place.
Yeah, right.
All right, thanks, Carol.
That's it. Thank
right,
you.
Hold on.
Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Let's go next to the phone, and well, let's go back and look at the email inbox here. Oh no, let's talk to John calling from Allen. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm looking for a company that does lawn aeration, fertilization, and seeding that doesn't require a person to like sign a contract with them.
So you're looking for someone who kind of does this regularly, or but doesn't require the service agreement?
One time.
Okay. Well, that's we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. And you're in the Allen area?
Allen area, exactly.
Do you currently have a lawn service doing?
No, I do it myself, but I'm looking for someone that has that, like the aeration machine.
Right.
Can do it and then maybe do the overseeding and fertilizing for the lawn.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. We're almost out of time today, but maybe for next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Time for at least one, maybe two more calls. Let's talk to Janice in Haltom City. Hello, Janice.
Hello.
Hi there.
My question is how to get rid of fruit flies.
This is one of the, can you turn your radio down, Janice?
Oh, yes.
So I think Janice put her phone down too.
Okay.
Hey, there you are. So this is one of the questions we get pretty regularly this time of year, and suggestions have ranged from a little bit of wine in a cup with some saran wrap over it with holes poked in it to one we got most recently was if you take a banana peel and put it in a Ziploc bag with some holes poked in it, that has seemed to work, or at least it seemed to work for one of our callers a couple of weeks ago. So you might try that. And then there's also the solution of putting really, really hot water and bleach down the drain, because that's where they lay their eggs and stuff like that. So
okay.
Those are a couple of tips for you that you might try.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Let's talk to Lawrence calling from Plano. Hello, Lawrence.
Good afternoon. I'm looking for a glass bowl that goes in an old coffee maker where the glass bowl is sitting on a stem that put your grounds in the top, pour your water in, and it would filter down. But I'm looking for the bowl to catch. Well, somebody's got to. Is there someone that does a glass peeper?
Okay.
I don't know the proper name for it.
Well, we're out of time this week, so you'll have to tune in next week and see if we get a suggestion for you, maybe between now and then.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Lawrence.
Goodbye.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, and Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can find at kera.org/anything. You can subscribe on the link at the top of the page, or you can download or listen to individual episodes going back about 10 weeks or so. And, of course, you can email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions at anything@kera.org. You can reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And thanks again for listening, for writing and calling in. And everybody have a fantastic and safe weekend, and hopefully a drier week ahead. Have a great weekend.